So here's a screenshot for both the child adolescent and the adult reassessment addressing risk factors as well as protective factors. So on the left-hand side for Sarah, we can see that there have been some updates in both risk factors and protective factors compared to her full assessment. She has risks in both social factors and life stressors. While the number of protective factors under personal factors remain the same, under external or environmental factors, Sarah has gone from having 3 out of 4 at admission to 4 out of 4. As with the full assessment, staff should check all boxes that apply. And again, all of this information should align with the risk level identified on page 3 as well. Now on the right-hand side for James, we see that he has risk factors, which have decreased to 2 with 1 under life factors and 1 under social factors. Protective factors have increased from 0, which was at time of the full assessment, to protective factors in both categories. Again, the information in this section should help explain the risk level, reflect progress or lack thereof, as well as be consistent with information throughout the entire assessment.